It's been well documented that remote and Indigenous areas have some of the highest rates of preventable health problems. But a new report finds that some of those areas are reporting high rates undetected until now for 10 years or more, and not enough is being done to identify them. Christine Carney reports.
Where people live has been found to often shape their health and access to services. But the new Grattan Institute report finds year after year, some places are far worse than others.
What we looked at were the rates of hospitalisation for things which should be preventable with good primary care or good public health interventions. And what we found were there's some parts of Australia where there were very, very high rates of these hospitalisations every year for more than a decade.
That's Grattan Institute's Health Program Director Stephen Duckett, who says until now there's been little research into areas with preventable hospitalisation rates over a number of years.
And what we found was that if an area, a postcode, has a high rate in one year, it may not have a high rate the next year. And so we specifically looked at places which had been persistent, what we called hotspots, but places with high rates of preventable hospitalisations. And we found rates which were high for a decade, and this hasn't been shown before.
The report used data from two states, Victoria and Queensland, to identify these ongoing hotspots, narrowing down 38 places in Queensland, such as Mount Isa and Palm Island, and 25 in Victoria, including Broadmeadows and Colac.
The reasons for these high rates were different. So Colac, for example, had high rates of admission for dental care. Broadmeadows, on the other hand, had high rates across a range of potentially preventable hospitalisations, asthma, diabetes and so on. And Palm Island had it across almost everything we looked at.
Health experts believe identifying why some areas improve their admission rates and why others are high year after year would help understand and fix a long-term problem. Professor Sabina Knight is the director of the Mount Isa Centre for Rural and Remote Health.
We now have an opportunity to focus in a much more targeted and sustainable way and learn from the regions that have done this better to be able to improve these outcomes. Clearly, it's a long-term issue, but there are differences and we just really need to understand why that is so.
If hotspot rates were reduced to average levels in Queensland and Victoria alone, the report estimates savings of at least 10 to 15 million a year. Money Professor Knight believes could be better spent on more targeted primary healthcare services.
We've actually got quite well distributed hospital services, but I think it's quite reasonable to say that we've got very poorly distributed primary care services, and in some areas there aren't any at all, and you rely on the hospital services as the default. And the opportunity to translate some from one to the other into the future can be well informed by this report.
Professor Sabina Knight ending that report from Christine Carney.